Let me say, I'm just delighted, most delighted to be here. Turn in your Bible to Isaiah, the Gospel according to Isaiah 35. Isaiah 35. Isaiah chapter 35. And I'm going to read some verses here in the beginning, but I want to take a look just quickly at verse 8. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. Now the title of this message is the highway of grace. The highway of grace. Let's go back to verse 1. I'll just read these verses quickly, but I think it'll help us to understand what's being said here. This is talking about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, just like Isaiah 53. Talking about those blessed gospel promises and those spiritual blessings that God has promised and given to His people in Christ Jesus. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them. The desert, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. And the glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. And we see that in Christ Jesus, don't we? His beauty, His glory, His excellency. Strengthen ye the weak. Strengthen ye the weak hands. Confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come. Talking about God our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Behold, your God will come. And He will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come, and He will save you. Call His name Jesus. He shall save His people from their sin. Then, the eyes of the blind shall be opened. Then the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, as a deer, and the tongue, then the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water, and the habitation of dragons among the wicked, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and a highway. Now this is a highway. This is not a low way. This is a highway. This is God's way. This is an elevated way. This is a way that is the way of grace, the way of mercy in Christ Jesus. It's a highway. And a highway shall, not maybe, not perhaps, not if you will, God will. It says a highway shall be there. And a way. And it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. You see, it's a select way. It shall be for those, though wayfaring men, pilgrims and strangers, though fools shall not err therein. Never make a mistake trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Shall not err, trusting Him, resting in Him. Verse 9, no lion. You see, this is a safe way. It's a holy way. It's a highway. It's a select way. It's a safe way. The way of grace. No lion shall be there. Nor any ravenous beast. No enemies on this way. But there is a lion there. But the lion is a lion of the tribe of Judah. The enemy has been defeated. No lion, no enemy will be there. No ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed. The redeemed. They shall walk there. And the ransomed. The ransomed. That the Lord shall return. And come to Zion with songs. And everlasting joy upon their heads. You see, it's a joyous way. It's a joyous way. We rejoice. It's everlasting joy upon their head. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This highway of grace. Now this chapter is much like that of Isaiah 53. It's loaded with blessed gospel promises given to God's covenant people through the righteous merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. We say with the Apostle Paul, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, without blame, before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. All those blessed gospel promises and the promises of the gospel of our blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, all those gospel promises shall never fail. You know why? God can't fail. The gospel can't fail. The Lord Jesus Christ knows nothing of failure. He is a victorious, conquering King, exalted, reigning over all things. And His word cannot fail. His promises cannot fail. Forgiveness, in whom we have redemption, that promise shall not fail. Salvation, he gives his people eternal life and they shall never perish. I believe him. These promises shall not fail because he does not fail. Righteousness given to us freely and fully in the Lord Jesus Christ. Regeneration, being made a new creature in Christ Jesus. These gospel promises shall not and cannot fail because of our Lord, his successful work, his glorious priestly work for us, his mediation for us. Resurrection, reconciliation, regeneration, all the promises of God we have in Christ Jesus are yes and amen and in him unto the glory of God by Jesus Christ. And he has established these promises. They're in him and they're yes and they're amen in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our blessed Lord knows nothing of agony, of defeat. Now, he knows a lot about agony, doesn't he? Man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. But he knows nothing about defeat. He's a conquering king. He's a conquering, victorious Lord. And I like what it says over in Isaiah 42, that he cannot fail. He cannot fail. This verse in Revelation chapter 6 says this, I saw and beheld a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering to conquer. Our Lord is a mighty king who knows nothing of defeat. All that he has promised, mark it down, shall come to pass. All that he has said will be done. He said, I've spoken it, I've purposed it, I'll bring it to pass, and I will do it. I will do it. I have found at least three times, and I'm sure there's more than this, but I found several times, it's recorded in the Word of God, in Joshua, his last words, the last words of this man Joshua, is recorded in Joshua 23:14. He says this, this is his last word, behold this day, I'm going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts and all your soul that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord hath spoke concerning you. All are come to pass, not one thing hath failed.
of all that God has said. It is so. Another time we read in 1 Kings chapter 8, when Solomon prayed at the dedication of the temple, he said, "Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he hath promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant." Every promise came to pass. Now, seeing it is true concerning those physical blessings given to the natural seed of Abraham, how much more all the gospel promises given to the spiritual seed of Abraham in Christ Jesus. We read this in Galatians chapter 3. He said, "For you're all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promise." The promise of grace. The promise of salvation in him. You see, we have a good hope. We have a good hope. It's not a flimsy hope. You know, our hope, the reason we have a good hope through grace is because the Lord Jesus Christ, he is our hope. All of it. Now, for a moment or two, let's focus our attention on these verses here in Isaiah 35 and see the blessedness of our salvation in Christ Jesus. Salvation in Christ, throughout the book of Isaiah, described by various names. In Isaiah 28, we read about the foundation stone. "Behold, I lay in Zion for a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone." So he is the foundation. We read in Isaiah 32 about the great rock in a weary land. Isaiah 61 talks about the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And here in our text, the Lord Jesus Christ and salvation in him is called a highway. A highway. This highway is a king's way, a free and sovereign grace. And you know what? It's a freeway. A freeway. It's not a toll road. It's a freeway. A freeway. Not paid by man's doing. Not paid by man's will. But by God's free, sovereign grace. It's the king's highway. Now I got 5 points. Here's the first one. There is only one certain way of salvation that's revealed in the Word of God. And that way is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He is the way. Jesus Christ himself. Remember the question that Thomas asked. Thomas said to the Lord, "We know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way?" And the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Thomas, I'm the way. I'm the truth. And I am the life." And then he said, "No man comes unto the Father but by me." The Lord Jesus Christ not only made the way, planned the way, purpose the way, pave the way. He is the way. He is the way. He not only spoke the truth and speaks the truth, but he is the truth. He not only gives life and is salvation, but my friend, salvation is in a person, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We read of this scripture. "This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life." The Lord Jesus Christ, he is the way. He not only shows us the way, he is the way. Now there are many roads that lead to destruction, we read about in Scripture. In Proverbs 16, there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end of that way is death. Death. Our Lord's encouragement to us is this, Matthew 7, "Enter ye into the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate. Narrow is the way that leads unto life, and few there be that find it." There is no other way of salvation except and through and in and by the Lord Jesus Christ
There's no other.
There is no other.
We read in Acts 4, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other. There's one way. It's a highway, and He is the way. He is the way. Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ the Lord. Now, any who direct to another way, mark it down. They're false prophets. Any who attempt to bring some additions to the way, such as their works, good deeds, or religious ceremony, reveal they're on the broad way, not in the narrow way. They've embraced another gospel, a false gospel. If righteousness comes by the law, the apostle said, then Christ is dead in vain. The highway of grace in Christ Jesus never changes. Why doesn't it change? Because God never changes. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. God does not change. His grace does not change. The way of salvation cannot change. The Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Forever. We cannot be redeemed but one way. There's not many ways of redemption. There's one way of redemption. We cannot be redeemed but by His precious blood. Our Lord Jesus Christ, as our great high priest, did bring that typical animal sacrifice, did He? What did He bring? By Himself. Not with the blood of bulls and goats, but with His own blood. He entered in once into the holy place. And what did He do? What He tried. No, He obtained for us eternal redemption. There is just one way of redemption, and that is through the blood sacrifice, the effectual, particular blood sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ that puts away all the sin of God's covenant people. We cannot be redeemed but by His blood. This is the highway of God. We cannot be saved but by His purpose and grace. There's just one way. One way. Not by our works, but by His own purpose and grace, God saved us. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. We cannot be saved but by His purpose and His grace. He marries the two together, His purpose and His grace in Christ Jesus. We cannot be made righteous but by His righteousness alone. No wonder the apostle said that he counted all things but loss and ruin and dung that he might win Christ and be found in Him. Not having my own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faithfulness, not my faithfulness, His. His faithfulness. We cannot be made righteous but by His righteousness alone. This is that highway of grace that we love, that we rejoice in, that we rest in Christ Jesus. There's one way. He's the way. He's the highway. Secondly, is this. Notice this highway of grace is called the way of holiness. The way of holiness. The way of holiness. Now notice what it says there also. It says there, the unclean shall not pass over this way. Now here, I've got a problem. You've got a problem too. God is holy. Absolutely holy. And I know this. Turn over to Isaiah 64. I know this about myself to some extent and some degree. I'm a sinner. I'm unclean. Born that way. Born in sin. Shapen in iniquity. Did you ever notice this? Isaiah 64, verse 6, but we are all as an unclean thing. We all are as an unclean thing. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Now don't stop reading there. Read on. And there is none that calleth upon thy name,
that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee, for thou hast hid thy face from us and hast consumed us because of our iniquity. No man stirs up himself to take hold of him. No man can come unto me except the Father which sent me draw him. The unclean shall not pass over this way. It's a holy way. We are sinful by birth, by practice, choice. I'm a sinner, born in sin, shapen in iniquity. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now be sure you get this. God's way of salvation is a holy way. It's a holy way. It's founded upon holy truth. God's word is truth. It's founded upon His holy law and justice, which must be honored, must be satisfied. It's based upon His holy love and His holy grace. God will not and cannot lower His standard of holiness, not even in the salvation of His covenant people. He must save us in a way whereby He does not compromise His holy character. And that's the mystery of the gospel, is it not? How God can be a just God and Savior in Christ Jesus. Those who walk on this highway must be made as holy as God Himself. Thank God for the gospel. We read in Psalm 24, "Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? Who shall stand, abide, remain, rest in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he, this one, shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation." Now that's a description of the Lord Jesus Christ. He shall ascend. He hath clean hands. He hath a pure heart. And my friend, that's those in Him. He is the Lord of hosts. We are accepted in the Beloved. Now here's the all-important question. How can God be a just God? How can God be just and justify the ungodly? How can He be a just God and Savior? How can our holy God justly save us and not compromise His character? Now, that's the mystery of the gospel. And that's the beauty of the gospel. The only way that our wise God has established and revealed is through the all-sufficient, all-satisfying, all-meritorious blood atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. We read this blessed gospel promise. God had made Him to be sin for us. God had made Him sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. We read of this blessed promise. Christ also once suffered for our sins, the just for the unjust, that He might do what? Bring us unto God. How does He bring us? Holy, justified, in Christ Jesus. Listen to this promise. Colossians chapter 1. "For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell, having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated, enemies in your mind by wicked works yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you," what does it say? "Holy, unblameable, unreprovable in His sight." In His sight. Now I may look pretty ugly to you and pretty sinful to you. But in Christ Jesus, made one with Him, and having that vital union with Him, God sees me in Christ and He sees me as holy as His blessed Son. I tell you. Listen to this promise. "Now unto Him that is able," He's able. Look that word up sometime. Able. Able to save to the uttermost. "Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless You, believer resting in Christ, faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, not ashamed to call us brothers. Oh, I tell you what a blessing we have. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and forever. Everything, now listen to me, everything this sinner needs to stand eternally justified and perfectly holy before God right now and forever is fully, freely supplied to us in Christ Jesus. And I know this. I'm not real smart. But the Lord has taught me a few things. And I know this. Only that which God provides will God accept. We are accepted in the blood of He is called Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. And He has. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But of Him are you in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification. He is my holiness and redemption. You see, everything I need to stand in this highway, this holy way of grace, to stand before God Almighty, perfect and justified, is freely given in Christ Jesus. And I find great delight to rest in Him. Not only is that so, the ungodly are justified in Christ, but also in regeneration. The Lord, by His sovereign will and sovereign grace and power, implants within the believer a new holy nature, the nature of God that cannot sin. We are still plagued with this old Adam nature, but thank God we also have a new holy nature. It's the nature of Christ in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That which is born of the flesh, it's flesh. I have that old Adam, rotten nature that I drag around. I say with Paul, O wretched man that I am. That which is born of the flesh is just what it is. Just what it will remain till you carry this body and put it in the ground. But that which is born of the Spirit, my friend, is Spirit. It's holy. God has given it in regeneration. Now you listen to this promise. Ephesians chapter 4. Paul said, put off concerning the former conversation, the old conduct of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God has created in righteousness and true holiness. Peter put it this way, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You see, it's a highway. It is a holy way. Thirdly, this highway of grace is a select way. Look at the text again. It's a select way. It shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. Who are these people? Who are these people who never make a mistake? Though fools shall not err, trusting Him. Well, look at verse 9. It says here, the redeemed, but the redeemed shall walk there. That's who these people are. It's for those who are redeemed. Redeemed with His precious blood. Those chosen by His sovereign grace in election. And those bought with His precious blood, for as much as you know. You know this. You were not bought, redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know that. This way is a select way for those bought with His blood. We read this, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are His. It's for the redeemed of the Lord.
Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseer, to feed the church of God which he had purchased with his own blood. This way is a select way. It's a particular way for his covenant people. He said, I'm the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the redeemed, for the sheep, for his people. And then in verse 10, also we have their description called here, the ransomed of the Lord shall return. Who are these people? They're redeemed with his precious blood. They're justified with his blood. They're made holy in Christ. And they're ransomed.
They're delivered.
When the ransom price is paid.
What happens when the ransom price is paid?
The captive goes free. And we're set free in Christ Jesus. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free.
Free. These are the ransoms of the Lord. They'll be in that select way.
It's a select way.
And here's a fourth thing. This highway of grace and holiness is a select way, but it's also a secure way. A secure way. Look what he says in verse 9. No lion, no enemy shall be there. No ravenous beast shall go up upon this way. But it shall not be found there. But the redeemed, they shall walk on this way. My friend, this is a safe way. This is a secure way in Christ Jesus. Notice the marginal reference here. It says there, for he shall be with them. It's a safe way. You know why? He's with us. He shall be with them. The Lord himself, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lord himself has defeated all our enemies. We are more than conquerors through him that hath loved us. He loved us and washed us with his own blood. He keeps us safe in this way by his presence and by his power. He keeps us safe in this way. Turn over to Colossians chapter 2. I like this verse because it tells about the Lord defeating our enemies. Colossians chapter 2, look at verse 15. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them himself. Himself. The Lord himself has defeated all our enemies. And he keeps us safe in this way by his very presence. By his very presence. Turn over to Isaiah 43. Look at this with me. See, this is a safe way. It's a select way. It's a highway. It's a holy way.
The safe way. The Lord is with us. He said, I'll never leave you. No, never will I leave you.
Isaiah 43, look at verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When you walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba. You see, it's a safe way. Why? I'm with you. I'm with you. Turn back to Isaiah 41, look at verse 10. We're kept by his power. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not. Fear thou not. Why? I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I'll uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I'm with you. I'm with you. Oh, I tell you, it's a safe way. It's a secure way. He will keep us in the way. This scripture over here will be read Brother Todd quoted earlier, I believe, in Romans chapter 8, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. If God be for us, and he is in Christ Jesus, tell me, who can be against us? You see, it's a safe way. It's a safe way. You're safe putting all your salvation, depending upon all your salvation dependent upon Christ. None of it rests on me. Not one inch. Not one thousandth of an inch. All on Christ. Well, lastly is this. This highway of grace is a joyous way. It's a joyous way. Look at verse 10, Isaiah 35, verse 10. The ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy. Not temporary. We come with songs of deliverance unto him who loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood. We come with songs of deliverance and everlasting joy upon their head, and they shall. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Flee away. The highway of grace in Christ, my friend, it's a joyous way. Did you remember verse 2 in this text? It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Looking upon Him, now looking here, and I tell you, I don't see much to rejoice in at all. But I look to Him, I find many reasons to find comfort and joy in Christ Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord always. When? Always. And again I say, rejoice in the Lord. We are the true Israel which worship God in the Spirit. We do rejoice in Christ Jesus. And we have no confidence in the flesh. Go over here to Isaiah 61:10. Look at this just a minute. Rejoicing in the Lord. Oh, I tell you, rejoicing in the Lord. Isaiah 61:10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. For my soul shall be joyful in my God, for He hath clothed me the garments of salvation. He hath covered me the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as a garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. My friend, it's a joyous way. Resting in Christ Jesus. Salvation totally dependent upon Him. In Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we stand complete in Christ Jesus. God's people are a blessed people. And they're a happy people. They're a happy people in Christ. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. That's a happy man. I believe I'm looking at some people tonight that are happy. Happy in Christ Jesus and resting in Him. Well, I pray the Lord will bless these words to your heart and cause you to seek salvation and mercy where it is revealed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and cause you to rest in Him, and cause you to rejoice in Him, and cause you to find all of salvation and comfort in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray God will bless you in the days to come here. I pray God will bless His Word as you preach to the people here. And I pray God will bless His gospel abundantly and use this preaching of the gospel here, the preaching of the gospel here, to call out His people, to call out His sheep, and to bless those and to edify those and to feed those. You're commanded to feed the sheep. And I know He will by His grace. And God help us. God help us all to contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Help us to contend. Stand fast, brethren. Stand fast. Well, I pray the Lord will bless that scripture to your heart. And as you look back over those things and find, I trust, comfort and joy in the gospel in Christ Jesus.